reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, and therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." And then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Yours is my lifetime. You've heard this gospel proclaimed hundreds of times, yet you've never heard it today. Today, what is the Lord saying to you and to me? And think of it this way. Here's Mary, this young maiden, perhaps only a teenager, 13, 14 years old, we don't know for sure. And somehow here, God comes into her presence and says, "Look," the angel is saying, "the Lord is with her. God has chosen, okay? Bring that a little deeper into yours and my life today. No matter how old or young we are today, God is choosing you and me today to be his dwelling here on earth. As he chose this young maiden on the bottom rung of society at that time, fearful, and his angel said, "Don't be afraid, Mary." Can you imagine what fears must have gone? "What is an angel doing talking to me? I'm going to give birth to a son. I'm going to, oh wow. We can put up all kinds of things. No, Lord, don't choose me. I'm too old, I'm too young, I'm too fat, I'm too thin, I'm too weak, I'm too strong, I'm too poor, I'm too proud." Whatever it might be, we can find any excuse not to do the will of God today. Mary then said, though, that bottom line, "I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be done." In the midst of her fear, her doubt, her anxiety, she still trusted. What a great example for you and me. All the doubts, fears, worries, anxieties we have, all the things going on in our world, and saying, "No, don't choose me. Go get him. Go get her. I just want to sit on the side." No. Somehow today, God is going to ask something of each and every one of us. How will you give birth to my son today? By your kindness, your compassion, your gentleness, your hope, your mercy. Don't take it for granted. God chooses you and me. What great dignity and worth he places in each of us today. Again, I always think of it this way, a day that you and I have never lived before. We will never live it again. So let the Lord choose you and me, be birthed into us with his son Jesus, and somehow make this world, this place, this community a better place. Mary had to cooperate to bring it about. Will you and I cooperate? Or are we going to stand back and say, "Let somebody else do it"? Ask Mary, the mother of Jesus, to walk with you and me today. Give us that same trust, that same confidence to work beyond our fears to be the dwelling place of Jesus.